Okay. So I wanted to do a little bit, what's the right word for it? An halal, because Emetz Hashem, Pesach is the time for halal. We say halal three times by the night and the Seder and the, so on, the day. So it's something that is worth a little bit to look into. So I want to look at the morale. This morale is in the Agadah Shel Pesach. He speaks about halal. It's on a mut in this edition, Skuf Samaches. Uperikol Kisa Minan. Koyre halal. It says if somebody lays halal every day, it's very bad. Halal somehow pinpoints moments when the world was not with teva. The midah of emes is expressed when the world goes kesidra with its mahalach. Another 20 minutes? Another 15, 20 minutes. In other words, like this, the Olam Kimin Hogoi Noyeg is an answer to Tzadik Virale Vrasha Toivloi. If the world would be running supernaturally, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not helping Tzadikim? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing Rishonim to flourish? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a world that would run the Fiteva. That's how it's going to run. And b'meila, the answer to it is this bubble. Why could we get a world to Olam and Hagra Noheg has many good answers. But once he created a world like that, it now has in itself minhag and not stavaynish. That's why in Avodah Zorah the Gemara says, "Why Hashem brought us to Avodah Zorah? Oylik min hagel oylik, and the Rishayim let them suffer their consequence." Somebody says halal every day, it feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being noeg olam b'neis. And then the kasha goes back, so where are you? The overview of halal is very different than the halal of Sukkot Zimra. In what's called halal gadol, which is Sukkot Zimra, we mishabeach the seder HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world, how the world is noheg and so on. The seder of it, of something which is the normal national halakha of the world in itself is a shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God created a world with laws of nature and physics and economics, and it runs. Now there's a second hilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's halel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also reveals himself by the extraordinary moment, by the moment when things are extremely unusual. Okay, Ubi Gemara. That goes to V'chima acha shikahal ha-godl, my time amin alahai. Why do we say this? Amar b'yech v'sheish v'chamish ha-dvar. Yitzias v'sarayim kriyas yamsa matan teiret. Chiyas ha-meisim, chevlo shal Mashiach. Yitzias v'sarayim v'chsib etzei sol mi-yitzrayim. Kriyas yamsa v'chsib ha-yom rabba yonais, matan teiret, v'chsib ha-horim rakta v'ha-elim. Chiyas ha-meisim, v'chsib ha-shalvan ha-shem ba-atzis ha-chayim. Chevlo shal Mashiach shem le-lonu v'le-lonu. Vamer bechen loylonu zu shem malchis, ik dam bechen loylonu zu milchamas kvei gamogel, ef nach vi udaim ef nei she yesh poi milot nefrashat zik mige henem shem ane shem alte nafshi, chizki says yudoshan zik mige shem eish, and so on. So lemaisa, Halal, the chashivas of Halal is it has all sorts of extraordinary events, and the Maral is going to explain what those events are and so on. V'rotze b'zeh ki lekach tiknu Halal v'lo Halal Gadol. Why did they make Halal and not Halal Gadol? Af l'gav d'lfi asvara l'kiv she'ikah dosh ha'emim Halal. Mishum shanabon liska chasa gadosh baruchu v'lo ima Halal Gadol dafke shaniska chasa gadosh baruchu v'lo ima Halal Gadol l'om Halal. He says, if the reason for saying halal is to remind ourselves of chasda yisbarach, then the ma'aser we should have said halal gadol more, because halal gadol speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives even when we don't deserve. In halal, as the nisa for HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is only because we deserve. In halal gadol, it's ongoing. Hoyrul Hashem is called Halal Gadol. Lemaisa, it's considered in a certain sense a bigger halal because it spans the entire. It's 6,000 years. It spans the entire Bris Olam, not just the extraordinary events. So that's why it's called Halal Gadol. The answer is Sheyesh b'chamish dvarim koylam ashayi ba'olam dvarim bilti tivim. There's five things there. V'davazem nishakadosh baruch hu ba'olam behei shem behi barim behei barim behei ois nivdol shenase in shim alavad v'yitzorach lahoiz leitzi oisa adei chituch aloshim achsam oitzos v'yipnei zahei ois ruchni shem barach ruach haneshimor. Let's explain what he's saying over here, what he's talking about. It says Halal proper expresses five nisim. These five nisim, he says, not only are the nisim themselves not conventional, but there being five nisim in the world in itself also gives me some insight as to what's going on. Let's explain what it is. The five nisim are, the word hey, five is the letter hey. Hey is different than all the other oisyas in the following way. Every ois starts with a breath. I have to expel air, and then I take my mouth and I shape letters, the letters to get it up to words, and they become meaningful. So in a certain sense, words are much more clear to me than anything else. I want this and this, I did that and that, that's very clear. It's also very mitzumtzum. In other words, I've limited, I've defined what I did, and I take a breath, I take a column of air, which has no definition, and I impart definition on it. I shape those letters and so on, and I give it a certain, I give it a shape and something solid. That's the normal mahalach of speaking. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, he speaks to us through things in the world. So Bereishis Baruch Vayoyme 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 Vayoyme. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks and he says, the things that get created are clearly defined. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with words, words have, you know, letters defined and entities. So anytime I describe something very definite, I have words for it. Let's give a mashal. When I'm trying to describe what Reuven did to me yesterday, I say he took a stick, he banged on my hand, on my head, he took away this, that, the other thing, and so on and so forth. Those words describe a situation. It's a definite event, and I'm describing it with words. Let's say I'm trying to describe my feelings about this incident. I will struggle and struggle and struggle. And if you're a teenager, and you're going to say it was like you know, that's ideal. Those words are ideal because they're only words. So you just sort of, you know, say it's like. I can't even tell you what it's like. That because it's not a defined event. It's a feeling. My sadness, my shock, my anguish. They're all not given to being physical entities. They're not given to being physically described. That's why we fail with words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, put into the world two entities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world a physical reality, and that physical reality is clear, definite, shaped, misunderstood in a certain way, and that physical reality also is above. That physical reality is something which has also some entities in it that are not physical, some nekudas that are not physical, and those nekudas that are not physical can't easily describe themselves. So lemaisa is, you have these two nekudas. You have the physical entity, and you have the ruchnius behind it. The day-to-day life, nature is defined. Is our activities, my words. There will be five items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this world that are beyond mitzias. And those items that are beyond mitzias, that specifically refers to where halagon refers to. That's really the okay. So he says the. There are five major events that are built in Teva. Hey is a letter that doesn't require me to define words at all. I don't have to go and say X, Y, or Z. What I simply do is I breathe. So even before I put words on it, I already have the I'm going to have to stop here. There's somebody waiting for me. I'm sorry.